Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Master, for this wonderful time. Thank you, dear Lord, Master, that you are God who is, Lord, walking with us and leading us, guiding us, Lord, strengthening us, Lord, God who longs for relationship with us, Lord, unworthy as we are, Lord, we are people who have, Lord, who are not steady, who are not steadfast with you, but Lord, you are God who is always steadfast and sure, and Lord, and you constantly, Lord, have that, Lord, longing to relate with us. And Father, we come to you acknowledging, Lord, our unworthiness, and we cry out to you, Lord, please, Master, Lord, give us a heart that is really longing for you. Give us a heart that is passionate for you. Give us a heart, Lord, that really desires you and nothing else. And Lord, we will, Lord, seek you with our whole heart, Lord. Father, to we say that, Master, with our lips, but Lord, really in our everyday life, in our, Lord, in our practical life, Lord, we are not able to bring that, Master. Lord, we cry out to you that we will truly serve you with a whole heart. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and praise and worship and adoration. And in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Friends, we continue with our study on Friend of God, and we are looking deeply into this prophecy of Zechariah in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. And yesterday we were looking at the 74th verse, Luke 1:74, the last part of that verse. And today we will look at a little bit again in verse 74 and then move on to verse 75. So Luke 1:74 and 75. To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. So yesterday we talked about serving God, that God has delivered us from the hand of our enemies to serve him without fear, and how we looked into that deeply in terms of how we as God's people can serve God without fear and from the hand of our enemies. We understood what this covenant relationship is all about, how God is bringing us into this covenant relationship, and in this covenant relationship our enemy is Satan and the works of darkness, and how we can live and serve God without fear against an enemy like this. So we looked at several victories, the freedom from fear in different ways. And the first one we looked at yesterday, freedom from the fear and bondage of sin. And so how sin has put a trap on us, put us into prison, and we are delivered from the fear and bondage of sin. The second deliverance from a fear is the fear of death that came because of sin. The wages of sin is death. God delivered us from the fear of death, so which came as a result of sin. So we are delivered from that fear as well, not only from the fear of sin and the bondage of sin, but the fear of death that came because of the wages of sin. Then we saw ultimately we got that victory, and we are free from the fear of Satan himself. So Satan has been defeated at the cross, and so we are set free from Satan himself. Satan cannot threaten us anymore. He will go around like a roaring lion. He will try to devour us. He'll do all that, but we can live on earth here in this world, where Satan is ruling. We can live without fear of Satan. That is something so special for us, and we need to be so affirmed about this. Satan will threaten us. There will be many ways he will bring all kinds of attack on us, but you and I as God's people need not fear Satan at all. Satan has been defeated on the cross. We can live without fear of Satan. These are the three areas in which we are delivered from the fear to serve God. Now, the fourth one, which we did not cover yesterday, which I would like us to look at today, we are also freed from the fear of suffering. Freed from the fear of suffering. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Friends, let's understand this. God is telling us that there will be suffering. Anyone who chooses to walk a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That is what we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And that is what God tells us, that there will be suffering that will happen, especially as we come into the last days. There will be suffering, but we do not need to fear suffering. Suffering may happen. It may happen. And as a church, we not think that, oh, why are we suffering? Why is this happening to us? This is really the reality. This is how it is going to be in the last days. The church will have to go through suffering. But we need not fear suffering. That is what is very important for us to understand. We need not fear suffering. Even if we have to suffer and go through various types of suffering, God is preparing us and using that to refine us further. And also God is telling us that He will give us the crown of life. So that is something very important. So let's read that verse once again, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Okay, so God is encouraging us not to be afraid of suffering. Now, all of this leads to Luke 1:75. Luke 1:75 says, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. So we are here to serve God without fear, and that results in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. So let's look at what God does for us. We are first of all, He is calling us to be a people who will not depart from Him. Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 39 and 40. Jeremiah 32, 39 and 40. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. Friends, look at this. This is how God longs for us. He wants us to be people who will not depart from Him. He is setting us free from all those fears that we talked about. And He sets us free in order to make us people who will be righteous, holy and righteous. Holiness, walk before Him in holiness and righteousness. That's what we read in Luke 1:75, the prophecy of Zechariah. And this is what God is preparing. God is drawing us to Himself that we will not depart from Him. Let's look at this passage once again. Jeremiah 32, 39 and 40. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. Friends, look at how God is so longingly, so lovingly drawing us to Himself and wanting us that we will not depart from Him, and how He is longing to bless us in terms of our generations. Our children will be blessed. Our generations will be blessed. This is how God wants to raise us up, and this is His longing for us. Then Matthew 1:21, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. So God is setting us free in order that we will not fall into the problem of sin again. This is why Jesus came. Matthew 1:21, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. God is, you know, drawing us, giving us, making us people who need not fear in any of those areas that we talked about, in order that we will be people who are holy and righteous before Him, that we will not fall into the problem of sin, and we will live victoriously over sin. And that is what is God's plan, God's longing, and God's desire for us. Then come to another passage, Ephesians chapter 1 and 1.